In Christ Jesus. Yes, it is a good day to be alive. It is a good day to know our Creator, to know the Lord, to know Jesus Christ. You know, I think sometimes there's so many things that are going on right now and so many things that are swirling around. And I know people get distressed and perplexed with some of the things that they see. And, you know, it's rather than being afraid, rather than allowing these things to be something that controls your mind and the external dictating your circumstances and your mental state, rather than doing that, why not embrace it as an adventure? Realize that all of this is not real as such. I mean, the reality of the situation is that what happens after this life, that's what's real. The life that we go into when this world is done is eternal life, is the life that goes on. Obviously, everybody that was here before, a couple hundred years back, they're not here right now. But we are. And so, that being the case, that those that came before are not here anymore, all of their wealth, all of their possessions, all of their power and their influence of their day, all of it means nothing at this stage. Does nothing. You know, and so despite all of their best efforts to be something in their time, to have a name, to not be forgotten, to extend their life. You know, there's an interesting book I read one time when I was in India. Parts of the book. It's at my friend's place. And it was called The Last Words of Saints and Sinners. And, you know, one thing that was pretty interesting to me was just seeing what cowards atheists were when the time came for them to die. I mean, talk about cowards. I mean, these guys would go kicking and screaming into their grave, just afraid, petrified of what was about to come upon them. And, you know, and those that had money, and a lot of them had a lot of money, they offered these doctors, I mean, some of them like, I'll give you half, some of them were like, I'll give you all, and whatever, just for 6 more months of life. I mean, they were just doing everything that they could to avoid leaving this their little pathetic lives that they had here in this world, because one thing they knew when they were faced with the reality of what that was going to be was that they weren't ready. They were not ready to cross into that, and all of their reasoning, all of the twisting and the shenanigans and everything, they knew in themselves that they were eternal. This is my take on it personally, my opinion such that they, from what I saw, from what I was reading, was that they had this flash right before they went into death that they were eternal beings and that they were screwed. And they did not want to go into that. But tough luck, they did. Everybody dies. Scriptures talk about how appointed unto every man is a time to die, and after that the judgment. So we all leave this life. Everyone goes. Not a soul came into this world that stays in this world. So that being the case, rather than running from it, hiding from it, being afraid of it. See, when you come into Christ Jesus, you come into that same, when he went to the cross, he tasted death for us, and we go into that same death that took place on the cross with Him, we go on our way. We take up our cross and follow Him, and we go to that same death of ourselves. And then we're hid in Him. The whole thing with baptism is, it's the new life that we now have is the life we have in Christ. And we come through that process. We've moved from death to life. Death has no hold on us. Death has no sting when it comes to the people of God, the true people of God. We don't fear death. And because of that too, we can truly live. You know, when a person is held captive by their fear of death, they don't ever truly live. Because they're always calculating, they're always trying to avoid the inevitable. And they can't really trust God to do the miraculous. I don't want to say it's a sad thing, but it's a realization that you see that people are living far below what God intended for them. You know, when God speaks, that you can trust His word more. There's nothing else in all of creation that has more power, more validity, more than the word of God. When God speaks, it happens. There is not one word that He has said that does not come to pass. So when God says, for example, like a Matthew 6 situation, when He says, look, don't worry, you know, like about these natural things that people get freaked out about, food, clothing, you know, your natural provision, that He said, you seek first the kingdom and I'll take care of it. When He says that, when He does that, if you seek first the kingdom, and for those of you that have sought first the kingdom, you have a revelation and a realization that, you know what? The needs that I have are taken care of. That God continues to meet these needs. One way, shape, or form, He finds a way to meet these needs that I have as I live and exist in this life. So, now if you don't trust that, if you're not seeking first the kingdom, then you can't anticipate the second part of that promise. So now that promise, He didn't say that it wouldn't hold true if whatever other situations are going on around you become whatever they may be. He said, you know, so people start to look at all the external things, stop seeking first the kingdom. And when they stop seeking first the kingdom, they get themselves into a problem. You know, it's a place of trust. You know, each of God's promises that are in His Word, in the Scriptures, they're all flowing from a place of trust. When you trust Him, when you have faith in Him, when you believe that He will do what He said He'll do, and you launch your life out on that, you give Him now the opportunity with you to be miraculous. You give Him now the opportunity with you to accomplish the purposes that He desires to do in and through your life. And you know there's an incredible fulfillment in that. There's an incredible peace that comes from that. You know, I recently I've had some people, you know, get upset with me about some of these things. And, you know, for me, and also just some of the words that have gone forward and things like that. And, you know, for me, look, here's the way it works with me. I'm going to put out whatever it is that God gives me to put out. Whatever He allows me to put out, that's it. And whatever it is, that's what it is. You know, that's it. I'm not justifying it, and I'm not apologizing for it. I'm not going to clarify it. It's out there. You know, you can use it for whatever you want. Like, go ahead. But just know that this is, I, when he gives me something, that's it. It's there. You know, just, we're just sharing whatever it is that God puts us in, the role that he's given us at this window in the grand scheme of what God is doing. We're just playing our part. We're just playing our role. We're enjoying the journey very much. We have an amazing time, an amazing adventure doing what we're doing. We just stuck up some pictures on the homepage. If you check out the latest mission, you go down there, there's Dominican Republic 2010. Yeah, you get an idea of some of the stuff that we're doing in the DR and some of our friends and people that, you know, we walk with in this. You know, God's got his people all over the world. And you know what you realize when you step out, when you trust him, is that you've got brothers and sisters all over this planet that love him, that are walking with him. And you will meet them. You will encounter them, and they will encounter you, and you will know each other. And within a couple of minutes of crossing each other's path, it's like you've known each other for all eternity. It is an amazing thing when you meet your eternal brothers and sisters in Christ. So anyways, you know, we put some of these things up there to just to, you know, one is to share the journey, and two is to encourage you, because this thing is real. This thing is real. Following Christ is real. He is who he said he is. He does what he said he would do. You can trust him. And you know what? If you get this into your soul, that you can trust God at his word and at his promises, and if you launch your life out on that, you find out it's real. You find out that he, it is the only game in town. Well, there's one other game. That's the bulk of people are stuck in that, and it sucks. Their lives suck. The relationships suck. Their whole existence is terrible, and they gotta go to something to sedate their conscience, to make themselves feel like they're okay in doing whatever it is that they're doing. You know, so medicate themselves or go to something every week, wherever it may be, get in a group therapy session, patting each other on the back, telling yourselves you're all right. It's just a simple question. Are you living the abundant life that Christ Jesus called you into? Okay, if you're not, why not? You know, why not? If Jesus said in John chapter 10, which he did, if he said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Okay, so Jesus came that we might have life and abundant life. Well, then where is it? Because there's no problem with him. There's no problem with his promise. So what's missing there? You wonder that sometimes, like, okay, where is this life that God promised that he wanted us to have? You know, it's right there. It's at that place. You know, who's he talking to? He said, my sheep will know my voice. They won't follow another. The abundant life comes for those that follow him. And it's not a life the way that the world would call an abundant life. No, it's a life that's abundant in line and in design with the way that God made you. Because he knows what it is that will satisfy. He knows what it is that will bring joy to your soul. He knows what it is that will give you fulfillment and purpose. And that comes from following him. And you have to trust him above every other voice that's around you. You have to trust him beyond your natural understanding. You have to trust him amidst the confusion that this world lives in. You know, you got to be careful with that too. By the way, you've got to be careful with the excuse me. You got to be careful with the voices that are around you and in this world. They don't know God, and because they don't know God, they're looking at the storms raging around them. And so, when the storms get bigger, get worse, they freak out more. And if you listen to them, you'll start to think like them, which is faithless people that look to man to save themselves. You can't do it like that. So, yeah, mosquitoes. So, you can't do it like that. You know, you have to guard your heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. And yeah, you know, I'm learning the difference between guarding your heart and closing your heart. You don't want to close your heart. You know, you want your heart to be open to what it is that God is doing. But you need to also keep a guard and to protect that which God has put in you. It is an interesting time. Getting geared up here for the next round. You know, God keeps me moving these days, it seems like. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of travel on the horizon. So, you know, those of you that pray and know how to pray, you know, we welcome that. And we thank God for the partners that we have with us. I thank God every day now. Well, I thank Him all the time, I should say. But I'm mindful, I guess, continuously of the team, you know, that we have here, and just the brothers that, you know, do this with, and you know, just to bring this to you, you know, this broadcast that goes out, you know, I guarantee you, if it was just me by myself, there's no way that this would get to you at all. I was laughing just the other day, because like, my sync cords were not even working, and the only thing that worked was like this frayed little USB cable, and like this recorder that I got is, I don't know if it's on this last leg or what, but if you knew the shoestring that holds this broadcast together sometimes, for these words to even get out to you, it is a miracle that anything, you know, even reaches you guys. But you know, God does it, you know, and He's given us a window of time to do this. He's given us the opportunity and the people with the right expertise to do this. And you know, I just play the role and the part that God's given me in this thing, but every part is as important. You know, if each person allows the Spirit of God to reveal to them their role in the body of Christ, and if they get faithful in that role, amazing things happen. You know, you don't have to do what I do. I don't have to do what you do. I just got to stay true to what the Spirit of God reveals to me, and to not compromise on that. You know, despite what there may be other desires or other things, but all of those have to be yielded to the Spirit of God and to what it is that He puts in front of me to do. And you can't sell that birthright that God has for you for anything. Because if you do, you will get into resentment later in life. And, you know, God intends for you to have the abundant life, but you choose it. You and I choose if we want to live in the abundant life that God's called us to. And we start with that bowing your knee before Him and accepting His Lordship. But then from that, it's a day-to-day choice. It's a moment-to-moment choice. And we go with that each and every day. So, for those of you that write in, really cool. Always glad to hear from you guys and to hear what God is doing with you. It is a blessing just that we can be in contact. I thank God for just the good friends you know, that we have, and the real people, gosh, the real relationships that we're blessed to have. You know, I am amazed, you know, at how the quality of God's true people that are there. I mean, these are just dear people. And I tell you what, you know, just the love of God that's in the hearts of these people and the things that they've been through, and yet amidst all of that, they remain sweet and they trust Him. It's just a treat. It's a treat to meet them. It's a treat to know them. It's a treat to know you. You know, so we just keep moving with this whole thing. So, you know, we're going to be on the road a little bit, and as we are, we're going to do what we can to keep communicating and to keep things moving. So, you know, much appreciated for those of you that do keep in touch with us. And, you know, we've been trying to, you know, also tweak the site a little bit and make it a little bit more visually put together and appealing and all of that. So yes, in the role of not quite making it seeker friendly as such, because I think people that listen in, they run away a lot of them too. Oh gosh, yeah. Hey, anyways, we still love you, even if you don't like us, we still love you. It's no problem. But we're just going to keep doing what God gives us to do. You know, that's how we roll. That's the way we roll over here. So, just keep in touch. Do write us. Drop us an email. You can use the form on that contact us page if you don't want to put your email address in, and it just comes to us as a generic way. Or if you want us to write you back, you can just drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com. And yeah, you know, some of those emails that came in, you know, we read everything that, well, yeah, we pretty much at this point we've read everything that's come in, even though sometimes it takes us a while to get back to people, and sometimes, you know, we're a little bit cautious. But you know, in each thing, you know, whenever we're communicating with people too, something that's important is, you got to pray, you know. And just because people ask you for help doesn't mean that they want your help. Just because people are wanting to be involved in your life doesn't necessarily mean that they have your best interest at heart. So, trust me, we know where people are coming from. The Spirit of God reveals to us where people are coming from. And I know sometimes people get a little bit upset with that, but hey, you know, if your heart's not seeking truth, God's going to show that. And when He does, you know, that's, you know, we just keep moving. So, because there is a little bit we put some measures in place so that we can continue on. You know, we've learned, you know, as time goes on, how to keep enough space, I guess, so that we can continue to put things out there and not be steamrolled by everybody that just wants to come around and has an opinion. You know, a lot of people have opinions for us, but you know, there are people that, you know, God's put in our lives and in our path that have that that place to speak, and there's a lot of people that don't. And you know, for those that do, they know who they are. And you know, the interesting characteristic of people that really are in our lives that do speak into our lives, they're not trying to lord it over us. They're not trying to control us. They're not trying to be our gurus or our spiritual leaders as such. They're there. They're on the same journey and on the same path, and God's given them that place to speak something, and you know in your spirit that there's somebody that you can receive from. And there's a lot of people that, you know what, you can't receive from them because they don't have that place. They don't have that authority given by God, nor do they have that responsibility. So when they don't, sorry, you know. You know, you can play that game in the world, but not in the kingdom. Not in the kingdom. In the kingdom, you have what God's given you. You are what God made you to be. You take your place on the wall where God assigns you. And you embrace that. It all flows from the King. So, with that, hey, love you. Keep us in prayer. You know, that's about the only thing we really, really ask you guys for at this point, is just that you pray for us. That you pray that God protects and keeps, leads and guides. And yeah, you know, so just keep us in prayer and do drop us a line, because hey, we love to hear from you. So God bless you, love you, and we'll be talking to you again really soon. All right, bye. Or